Grace, mercy, and peace are yours. From the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today is written in the first chapter of Matthew. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Your fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, have you ever kept God's entry into this world a secret? Have you ever downplayed it or just not brought the subject up because it's upsetting to people to hear that God has come to dwell among men? It may be considered an outlandish opinion. It may be an opinion that even is condemned. You know, think about our brothers and sisters throughout the world. Many of them, our brothers and sisters in the faith, are in fact hiding their anticipation of the Christmas festival. And they look forward to a very, very quiet and sometimes almost hidden celebration. That's because they are in enemy-occupied territory. They live where unbelief reigns. They live in countries where perhaps Islam or atheistic communism or Hinduism or Buddhism or some other religion prevails. Not long ago, there was one city in Ethiopia, even though Ethiopia is predominantly Christian, this particular city had become a majority Muslim. And the Christians woke up one morning to find on their doors the demand that they convert to Islam, leave the city, or suffer death. So it is that this world is not always so tolerant of the good news that we've been singing about this morning. In fact, we'd have to say that we all are living in occupied territory, that the world is occupied by rebellious creatures of God. For now, the one that Scripture calls the prince of this world, even though he stands condemned, still has some power for a while. Here the prince of darkness has had his sway, and countless souls that you and I know live without honoring their true king, from whom every good thing comes. It was into this occupied territory that the true king came on that Christmas morning. How should he have come? Made a bit more noise, come to show everybody who's boss, perhaps come to put down the rebels, to claim his kingdom. Well, the true king will one day come in glory. That's absolutely true. And all his enemies are going to cry out in dismay. And that includes all those who just don't care. All of those who just seem to be indifferent. It's the first coming of the king into his rebellious territory that Matthew is talking about here in our text. Here he comes not only in disguise, but he comes to be, as it were, one of his own subjects. And so Matthew starts out, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows." How was the Lord supposed to come? Matthew says, here I'll tell you about it. This time, the Lord came not to judge, not to crush the rebellion, but he came to save. He came to, of all things, to atone for the sins of his rebellious subjects who'd ignored him, who've hated each other and gone to war against each other and killed each other, made a shambles of this wonderful world. And because the one who was to atone for us had to take our place, be one of us, Matthew reveals how Jesus is, in fact, true man, like us, born of a woman. He starts out, he had a mother. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph. And though he came as one of us, in fact became to be one of us, he nevertheless is the true king. He is true God. So Matthew reveals to us that his conception was not like any other before. She was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Who do you suppose Jesus would have resembled? Not Joseph. Joseph wasn't his dad. One of Mary's relatives. You know, there was somebody who said, well, maybe some recombination of genes was such that Jesus looked like Adam. Well, speculation's always fun, but it doesn't necessarily get us anywhere. The important thing was that he was true man. Now, Joseph knew something was going on. He knew there was something not as he expected. And, of course, he started with the usual assumption that Mary must have become pregnant by some man, obviously some other man than he. She was found with child of the Holy Spirit, Matthew writes. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, but was minded to put her away secretly. Joseph was a nice guy. He wasn't a vindictive man. He was a just man, a kind man. He wasn't interested in revenge, but he was going to break off the betrothal by what amounted to a divorce, because they had, in fact, been betrothed and promised to each other. That's what he set out to do, but things changed. He came to be convinced that, in fact, Mary was a virgin, pregnant not by a man, but by the miraculous intervention of the Holy Spirit himself. Joseph was a faithful servant of the true king, and so Joseph welcomed the true king, hidden as he was in Mary. He was convinced, first of all, by the angel. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. But then with the angel's promises came the promises of God himself. And you know how God gives his promises, through his word, through the prophets. He broke into his occupied territory to save us rebels. And so we read on. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You see, though Christ came into the world as true God, hidden in human flesh, Matthew now comes to us with words of the great King himself through his prophets to reveal the glorious truth. He says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son." So Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 7:14. And it seems beyond all reason, but the King, the true King of all, hidden in all humility, grew up. That child who was laid in the manger grew up, and he spoke perfect truth. He multiplied food in his own hands and fed thousands. He brought sudden and complete healing to people who were desperately ill. He calmed the storm. He called back the souls of the dead to bring life to their bodies. And finally, he himself defeated death. Even the audacity of the prophecies that Matthew references here tell us to sit up and to take notice. Because this child, born of Mary, the child who was laid in the manger, the child seemingly so helpless, is the King come into his kingdom. He is the King, the Creator, come to us. As Matthew affirms, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Amen.